This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What's up? We're back. Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, back from a... Man, we just did a lot of interviews. That's all it was. I
like to think that, honestly, these are, when we have our interviews, that's also kind of like bonus content for the podcast. It's pretty much mini podcasts. And sometimes it's more important than the podcast, to be honest. Sometimes it's like, hey, we got this badass, like Demon Hunter last week. That was an hour-long interview
that
with
was
those
cool.
guys.
So you're either a huge fan of Demon Hunter, or you went, man, I just want to listen to these guys talk a little bit of
Or
maybe that's just me. Or both.
It's an interesting interview, though. Even if you don't like Demon Hunter, they had some really cool stuff to say about the Northwest metal scene, about creating art.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And all that good stuff. Anyways, Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. My name's Kevin Deers.
Yo, I'm Ian Reese.
Yo, I'm the Beard.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
It's been a little while, man.
Episode 128?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
128. I think our first interview, or
official
podcast
episode
of 2019.
Something like that. But, you know,
we survived that wacky-ass snowpocalypse, or whatever they called that.
That's true, man. Like I said, though, there's a ton of awesome interviews to go back. And I think we started the year off with an interview with Brian from Zabulba, and he's doing cool stuff. So definitely check that out. And
there's a lot to look at. Yeah.
Go back and listen to all of our interviews, okay? All right?
So clearly all three of us are still alive.
Yeah, well...
I just got a burrito delivered and choked on it.
Semi. Ryan has been busy as hell, and usually every week I'm like, Ryan, how you doing? He's like, tired. But I've been really noticing it lately, dude. You are tired beyond tired.
Yeah, I'm not doing so well.
Oh, no.
I've had a nosebleed for 2 weeks straight. I'm not sleeping well. I've noticed my beard hair has been starting to fall out a little bit.
What?
So I kind of... Yeah,
your gimmick's starting to fade.
You got to start taking your vitamins, man.
I'm gonna take a few days off.
Good.
Coming up in a week or two.
All right.
Yeah,
well,
you need to. I know Pound's been working really hard. He did a couple of trips.
You guys
in
are
in the middle
to...
of the snowy, hellish landscape.
Yeah, give us a little bit of a rundown about your mini tour, man.
Well, you know, it's we've been working really hard trying to establish some connections down in the Bay Area, since it's such a pain in the tail to book, and so. You know, now that we finally met some people and have a chance to get down there, we really wanted to firm up the connections and, you know, shake those hands, get our faces in front of some people before we start doing some longer runs.
Hell yeah.
So, we just went down for a quick short run with our friends in Steak Sauce Mustache. Now our label mates, I'm very excited about that. It's they joined up with Silent Pendulum to release their new album, Super Woke. It's a great record, and that band has to be one of the most unique live shows I've ever seen.
Really?
Steak Sauce Mustache.
Yeah, it's all just weird face masks, balloon fights, lots of pool noodles. Fights in the mosh pit.
Having a good time, obviously.
Yeah, but is the music good?
The music is great.
Okay.
The music is Dillinger
Level. That makes
good.
the biggest difference, obviously.
Yeah, it's really gnarly Dillinger Escape Plan style mathcore, except a lot of fun. Like, they do a wall of hugs instead of a wall of death. So everybody runs at each other and just hugs each other.
That's kind of genius.
Yeah, it's really a lot of fun. The guitarist likes to jump on people's shoulders and ride them around like stallions. It's really, really a good
time. Are these guys young? Are they younger guys?
No.
They're just spry.
They're very
still
spry.
Still able to move around.
Damn, dude. Yeah.
All right, well, that's awesome.
You got stuck for a couple days in the snow. Well, how did you pass your time, man?
Oh, we were hanging out in Bend. Shout out to Garrett from Lovecraft Collective. If you're trying to play some shows down in Bend, Oregon, I highly recommend doing it. It's a lot of fun. That, you know, Garrett really busted his tail. He got 70 people in the door on a Sunday night.
Yeah.
So,
damn, we can't even do that around here half the time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. So, you know, go check out some of the smaller towns that, that'll actually show up and appreciate you coming through.
Can I just throw out a huge, gigantic f*** you, Ryan, because you called me from Eugene at Chiba Hut. He knows this is my favorite sandwich place.
Pot-themed restaurant.
And he called me, goes, hey, man, guess where I am? And I just, oh!
You knew it.
I knew before even, hey, and you didn't even bring me back one. I was like, yo, I'll pay you for an ice chest.
Do you think that would actually, like, travel well? You think it would
I would probably be the worst thing ever.
Yeah. I would. I would have done it for him, but we got stuck in the snow.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. But here's my move.
You do it, or did you just eat it when you were stuck in the snow?
Oh, I ate it.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
So here's my move when I go there now. Instead of ordering the big sandwich, because I messed up. I did that the first time. I just ordered a big-ass sandwich.
Oh,
and that's not the way to go. That's not how you do it. When you go there, you get the little sandwiches, and you get like five of them. That way you can have a taster of the whole menu.
And you can fully piss off the entire staff of stoned-ass individuals.
Exactly.
Hey, Chiba Hut, though, for real, there's like three locations. If there were ever to be like a franchise I would want to open up in Washington, of all places, it would be Chiba Hut. I think there's one in Denver, one in Eugene, and one in Tempe, Arizona, and of all places.
It's not just about the theme, either. Like, those restaurants are good. Like, the sandwiches
are awesome.
It's
and they really got Kool-Aid on tap.
They got Kool-Aid on tap, and on top of that, they have Cap'n Crunch Rice Krispie Treats.
Ooh.
Oh, God damn it.
And, like, Cocoa Puff Rice Krispie Treats.
Oh
so
my
good.
God. That sounds amazing. And on the end of that, you guys came back, and you just announced that you're going to be coming out with a second album.
Yeah.
So what's the deal, dude?
That'll be coming
out.
That will be coming out in May on Silent Pendulum Records.
That's awesome.
That's coming up pretty fast.
Yeah.
And you guys just got what, like 50,000 views or something?
10,000 views.
10,000 views, man. 10,000 views.
Plus, you're opening up for the Psychroptic Cannibal Corpse tour.
With Gorod.
Cannabis Corpse.
Yes, thank you. Cannabis Corpse.
Yes.
Yep, that's going to be lots of fun. A show with the homies, our friends in Gorod. You know, Phil from Municipal Waste is going to be playing in Cannabis Corpse.
That's his band.
It's going to be a homie fest. So, you know, if you're looking for a really, really fun party where everybody knows each other, that's the one to come to, be a part of the family.
Cool. Well, good moves for Pound, man. Well, it's been going well for you.
How you been, Ian? I mean, you've been staying busy. Your girlfriend went back.
Yeah, she went back home.
But
she's back overseas, and so hopefully we'll be seeing her in the fall again. So it's time to like start getting back down to business, especially with all these shows. My band's, I'm sure people will be hearing this after the fact, but my band's playing a show tomorrow with Iron Sheik, one of my favorite bands at El Corazon. So
let's talk about your band your name change. You guys officially changed names.
Yeah, it was June Bugs, and there's another band from Portland called The June Bugs.
Uh-huh.
And so people would be tagging the other band or mentioning their
was there beef?
Hey, no, there wasn't beef. And actually, it was kind of they were really nice about it. But the thing that just really pushed it over the line is when if you share a band name with another band, mm-hmm. and I'm sure people here have at some point, you start getting somebody that you're like kind of friends with or a family member goes, dude, I checked out that video. It was really cool. Not my band.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the number one thing where it's like, all right, just time to separate yourself. So Steve, one day, he likes the Hallucinogens, and I'm just going to say this because he's never going to hear it.
Okay.
He, motherfucker, loves acid, right?
All right.
So he loves acid. And one day, I think he was like in his living room or at the cabin that they have out in, out central Washington. The
Cabin of Wonders.
Right. And so he was sitting there. Activities. Both of his dogs and his wife were just sitting there snoring their asses off, and he goes, oh. Loud sleepers. You guys are just a bunch of loud sleepers. I know I am. Tyler is. So is Steve. And I think Blake is, too. He pisses his girlfriend off. So we're just loud sleepers now. So that's how it is. So we'll see how that goes over. But it just wasn't worth the impending, idiotic, dumb internet battle we'd have to have with this other band. So
loud sleepers.
Oh, yeah, the loud sleepers. But Kevin, what's been going on with you? I know you've been working hard too. You've been working on Loud and Local.
I've been keeping busy with Loud and Local. Had a lot of good bands up. Actually, all the interviews are up on KISW as well. I've officially I think we just did episode 10 of the Jabroni Journal.
Nice.
It's a bi-weekly wrestling podcast I do with Cody Von Whistler, who's on 107.7 The End, also is the voice of 3-2-1 Battle.
Yeah.
And last night at Defy, I got into a new role of backstage interviewer. So.
Oh, snap.
So I've been doing that for a little while, but we're switching it up a little bit, and we're kind of doing something different. We're in the talks about doing some exclusive Patreon content for Defy. So.
Nice.
So keep updated with that. Defy and 3-2-1 Battle, both awesome wrestling companies in the Northwest. If you don't like wrestling, it's still just fun to go and watch some crazy shit and watch some dudes just beat the shit out of each other and drink some beers and watch some goofy stuff.
Absolutely.
And it's the vibe of a punk rock show, man. You never know what's going to happen, and it's like... It's awesome, man. It's a good time. You can vouch for it.
Absolutely.
You're
it's
not
fun.
A huge wrestling
it's
fan anymore. Time.
I mean, like,
but
not you, anymore, but I
you
was.
You love going.
I grew up in it. And so it's one of those other things, too. Fun date night.
Exactly.
You know, and you can test out if your potential partner is worth their salt, if they can make it through one of the 1-2-3 battles or Defy. And it's just fun, man. It's a good reason to put a smile on your face.
So absolutely.
Check that
and
out.
And it's still real to me, damn it.
Amen. All right. You know what, gentlemen? We can check back up in the weeks to come, but... Let's check in on the week's activities. Weeks, maybe a couple last weeks, but this week especially, you know, 2019's kicking off. So let's check in and talk about the world of music, heavy music especially.
I'll start it off, man, and this is unfortunate news. On Monday, we found out that the vocalist for The Prodigy, which is kind of an industrial electronic group, a lot of us remember him from Firestarter, Breed, Smack My Bitch Up. The Fat of the Land was a huge record. I still remember seeing their videos, the censored videos on MTV back in like 1997, 96.
Oh, yeah.
And their vocalist, Keith Flint, passed away at the age of 49 years old. Apparently, it was a suicide, and the band is going to be taking a hiatus from touring, obviously, and very, very sad. So that he was found at his home in Essex, England on Monday morning, March 4th.
And I think it was found by one of his bandmates, too.
Yes, it was.
And it took about a day and a half for them to report, yes. So then the police also said no suspicious activity was suspected.
No
so,
foul play and whatnot.
Right. So he clearly took his own life. His wife was overseas in Japan, so he was at home alone. It's a bummer, man, to see. And how old was he again? The late 40s?
49
years
yep.
old?
Damn. It's very young.
It seems to be a bit of an epidemic, man. So rest in peace to you.
Keith Flint.
Yeah, Keith Flint. Hell yeah. While we're just talking about it, Vinnie Paul last year, man, 54 years old, had a major, major heart attack. And Hell Yeah just announced that they're going to be playing a special one-night-only concert coming up this May. It's called A Celebration of the Life of Vinnie Paul, Saturday, May 11th at the House of Blues, Las Vegas.
I bet that'd be great.
Oh, it's going to be huge. And a lot of Vinnie's friends and family lived in Vegas. He lived in Vegas for years and years. He had several gentlemen's clubs, is what we'll call them.
There's going to be so many huge musicians there just like rocking out. And I assume it's just going to be one of those things, kind of like Dime Bash, where there are so many metal musicians in that room and rock musicians going and like collaborating on some Pantera, some Hell Yeah jams, probably playing some Kiss for him and playing some old school rock.
So they're keeping it a little hush-hush in terms of like who's going to be there. But if you can get out there or if you're in the area that weekend, you're going to see some like once-in-a-lifetime collaborations.
If you're listening to this and you're in Seattle, I say, man, seriously, Vegas tickets are not that expensive.
Especially this time of the year.
A couple hundred bucks, you could get down there.
Get a room with the Gold Nugget for like $80 for like 3 days.
Hotels in Vegas, historically known as being very cheap.
Amen, because there's just so many goddamn
They got to get people in there to spend money.
Right. So, rest in peace, Vinnie Paul. So, that's going down in May. So, you got a little time to figure that out, too.
Absolutely.
Ringworm, what's up?
Ringworm, man, they're back. Dude, these guys are, like, back at it and, like, a concert. They're like, in production mode. They're constantly touring.
They're in the cycle mode. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, and it's awesome to see new life brought to them, kind of like since they signed to Relapse Records. We got to see them last year with Hatebreed, and that was awesome.
That was a good lineup for them to get on.
Hell yeah, man.
For sure.
So they're putting out a new record, right?
Yeah. This one, do you want to play it like, I don't know?
Yeah, let's play like 30 seconds.
Let's play like 30 seconds.
It's called Death Becomes My Voice from their record, Death Becomes My Voice.
Yes. Title track. Check it out.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, yo, I'm just going to skip halfway in.
Do the intro part.
All right, skipping halfway in. Sorry for the abruptness. It's right. New Ringworm coming out May 3rd on Relapse. Death Becomes My Voice. One of my favorites, I think. Gotta love some Ringworm, man.
I don't know, man. Sometimes I'll bring my Ringworm t-shirt, I'll wear it to work, and people are like, ugh, that's gross, dude. Ringworm?
And you're like, yeah, don't touch me.
And one of my coworkers thought was like, Ringwort? And I was like, no, Ringworm. So she calls me Ringwort.
Hey, Ringwort.
Can that just be your new nickname in general?
Ringwort?
Ringwort.
All right. Yo, this Singapore story with Watain, I want to just at least address it. Do you guys really want to dig deep into this?
Not really.
I mean, Singapore authorities canceled the Watain show.
Bummer.
Another Watain show got canceled.
Megadeth.
You can probably guess why.
Megadeth are teaming up with Heavy Metal Magazine. You guys remember Heavy Metal Magazine?
Oh, yeah.
So, honestly, I got to say, Heavy Metal Magazine, one of the first, like, naked, some first d's I ever really seen. I was a little kid, and my dad had tons of Heavy Metal magazines.
Yeah.
And I mean, within the like really cool stories in there, there's some pretty hardcore porn in there. And I got to see
and
a lot
I'm
of
sure
it.
You knew exactly where they were.
Oh, yeah.
Which page it was.
Yes.
Page 69, 420.
Megadeth are teaming up with Heavy Metal Magazine to release a 350-page graphic novel called Death by Design. It's not called Death by Design, D-E-T-H, but Death by Design. Anyways, it's going to be pretty cool. It looks pretty badass, and I mean, Heavy Metal Magazine is epic and old school, so there's a whole lot of stories going in there, a lot of big names in the comic book world, so...
250 pages, though.
Dude, that's 350 pages.
Oh, 350, Jesus.
Don't sell them short.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
God knows they wouldn't.
Dave will
find you and kill you.
Yeah, well, he can write me another apology email. Lamb of God's Randy Blythe. Another member of heavy metal, the circle of royalty at this point, of bands that are still making it happen. We've all seen, maybe not, have you ever actually seen a Westboro Baptist Church protest
in Washington? I've never actually seen them, but...
Right, but I mean, we always got the people outside a sports game or a big concert, and they're standing there with the signs and with the megaphones and all that. Randy Blythe, obviously from Richmond, Virginia, and they're going to be organizing a kazoo counter protest.
Nice.
So attention people, this is his message. Attention people of Richmond, calling off freaks, weirdos, misfits, and regular people of good conscience. This Monday, March 11th, in a couple of days from now, the buffoons of the Westboro Baptist Church are coming to our fair city of Richmond. We're going to be at our state capitol spreading their bizarre brand of hate and mongering. So they're going to stand there, and I'm not sure how many people will be there, with an army of kazoo players. As the dude who sings in a very popular and heavy metal band, I wonder what he was thinking. He just had a light bulb go off when he was like, you know what? Kazoos. They're cheap.
This is awesome.
Everyone can buy one.
He says, "In the they have left me no choice. In the name of all that is good and just in the world, in the name of punk rock and heavy metal, in the name of hashtag Mr. Rogers and hashtag Mr. Spock, in the name of my beloved hashtag Dave Brocky, RIP, I command you to join me for a counter party, not a counter protest, because that would entail arguing with these idiots, which is useless, but a counter party.
Okay, counter party.
I'm bringing 100 kazoos. We will have a hashtag kazoo, hashtag champagne jam. We will play the Benny and Sanford and Sons theme songs. We will drown them out with cheap buzzing plastic noisemakers. I will also be bringing a brand new $100 bill as a cash prize for best costume worn to the hashtag counter party." Dude,
damn,
this is awesome.
That's the future right there. That's the power of the internet.
Listen to this last little bit. So on Monday, March 11th, 2019 at 9 a.m. Virginia State Capitol, put on your corpse paint, your rainbow wig, your inflatable sumo wrestler costume. Perfect. Fly your freak flag high. I want to see somebody wear that exact ensemble because
all
that
those
sounds
things.
Awesome.
Hey, there's a $100 bill waiting for you right there in Randy's pocket. Well, all right. Well, moving on. In the name of science, this is how nerdy and some of these metalheads are, and I think it goes the other way around too. A lot of scientists are just of a different kind of ilk, man. So there have been a lot of bugs, mammals, newly found creatures named after. There was one named after Lemmy. There was one named after Bowie.
And Between the Buried and Me.
Right, dude. And so it goes on and on. A lot of these scientists are nerdy cats. Newly discovered species of beetle named after Nightwish singer Floor Jansen.
Yes, it is dubbing it Temistosternus florjansenae.
All right.
That is awesome. Scientist Andreas Weigel.
So you know you made it.
Shout out to Andreas Weigel. That is really cool and super nerdy. Not only is Nightwish super nerdy, but now there's a super nerdy scientific beetle named after this very nerdy. The sub-nerdiness. It's good times. One of my favorite bands, Deftones, they've been working on writing new material for several months, and Chino is guaranteeing that the new album is going to sound a little bit like White Pony, which is awesome. That's definitely their landmark record, I'd say, and I'm looking forward to it, man. That's all I got to say. There's no new music. There's no new
previews. And there's
previews,
no information on when.
But it's going to be f***ing awesome, damn it.
But at least you know they're working on it.
It's their follow-up to the record Gore, which came out in 2016. A lot of people didn't like that record, but a lot of people f***ing suck. Because it was the tits.
Speaking of which.
F8.
All right, are we moving up to this article that we were talking about? Do we talk about this week? And I know this strikes real true to one bearded individual sitting right in front of me.
Ryan.
And I'm going to sit back and eat my burrito.
So you're a student. You were a student at the Art Institute of Seattle a few years back.
I don't have many good things to say about the establishment.
Hey, here's the thing. That's what we were talking about.
I will.
They're not going to be around, so you can just speak your mind.
The Art Institute of Seattle will be closing its doors.
It did close.
Forever. Well,
yesterday.
Did close.
Just yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's it's a thing that's happening. I can say that there were many very wonderful and incredibly talented teachers in the audio department that very much helped shape the way that I view audio as an art form and the way that I function within the industry. I can honestly say that I would not be sitting here in this room with you fine gentlemen if it weren't for certain teachers at the Art Institute that encouraged me to pursue the things that I wanted to. I think that it's a statement to just how good the audio department is that many of my classmates that are now working in the industry in some form or another dropped out of the Art Institute because they got hired out of their internships.
Nice.
And so, you know, it's it. I really don't know what to say.
Well, here.
It's the institution itself. I have a lot of gripes with. I'm not a fan of. I think that they kind of screwed over a lot of their students, and I think that they made a lot of bad moves. But
let's hit the factual points of this.
After 73 years in operation, they closed their doors on Friday, pretty much with no. They said on Monday that it's going to happen. 650 students will now have to find another school to finish up their degree with a degree that might not even be transferable.
And they said that they're going to be done for good, like end. Nobody can even come in March 22nd. So what they're going to be doing is they're going to be hosting a job fair twice before that, too, inside the school. And so it's just really, really sad and like kind of a bait and switch. I wouldn't be surprised if this institute didn't get, I guess we shouldn't really talk about that too much, but some kind of action pursued towards them.
I saw one quote in The Stranger. The student said, I can't necessarily blame the school for me being in the emergency room right now, but I guess I just handle stress different than other people.
Yeah.
That's the bleak reality of it, of people that are from all over the world that came to this city to go to this art school that had a quote-unquote good reputation for what it's worth. I mean, had a big name. There's art institutes all over the United States.
People come from all over the world.
So they come to this school, and they try to get this degree, and all of a sudden, hey, all this money, this money that you forked over to us to get this degree, to get this job that you've always wanted, we're just closing, and it's scary, man. So,
Here's the final.
Such a sad. It's scary for
the
these.
The final
kids.
Factoid I want to drop before we just move on, before it just gets too slogged down. This is from The Stranger mm-hmm. slog. Without a buyer, the school basically ran out of money. On February 27th, the U.S. Department of Education cut off Title IX funding, which is student aid funding.
Yeah.
And we all saw how that played out in the federal government there. To the owner company, Argosy University, they're owned by Dream Center Foundation, the same company that owns Art Institute of Seattle. Although the agency didn't close off direct funding to the AI, DeTore, which is one of the people that they were talking about earlier in the article, was still left without the ability to pay expenses for the school, according to the representative. So they said that they were looking for buyers. They went through 9 different buyers. Nobody even wanted to touch it.
And they pretty much downsized all the teachers to 3. There were 3 professors.
Yeah. So in the last few months. So sorry to anybody who's currently going there. Hopefully you can guys get it figured out. Might work out in your benefit at the end, but you can't bleed a stone. So we'll see how that goes. But just real whack, because a lot of our friends and people that we work with spent a lot of time and effort in that institution. So wag of the finger to y'all.
You know what? I'm just going to throw this out there right now. If you are a student at AI and are dealing with this right now and are looking for gainful employment in the industry, please feel free to reach out to me at ryanshooty@entercom.com. I will be more than happy to take a look at what you've got and send you recommendations to a couple of gainful employers that might be happy to have you on board.
There you go. And that was always one of my favorite parts about the AI students, that they got connections.
Mm-hmm.
So we should probably skip through a few of these.
Yeah.
Let's do the Nile Terrorizer Tour announcement.
Absolutely, man. This is a ways out, but it's going to be a pretty killer show.
Yeah, it's next November.
You got some time to ask for the day off. Away,
so yeah, for real. I think it's Thursday, November 21st, Seattle at El Corazon. Nile and Terrorizer, classic UK grind band. Support has yet to be announced because it's 8.5 months away from now.
What are you going
to
be doing in 8.5 months, Ryan? Can we get Pound on there?
Come on, let's go.
So, yeah, man, I'm actually stoked to see Terrorizer. Their new record is a riffer, man. So.
Yeah, it's a good one. Let's do one more of these tour announcements while we're just on it. I don't have it on here, but it's on the Metal Shop page. Enforcer coming back with Warbringer.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a cool one for sure. Let me grab this here real quick so I get the date down correctly. I saw the event pop up today on El Corazon's Facebook page. So that's going to be going on at El Corazon. But yeah, that's not coming up until September. I need to get my eyes checked 12th, which is also a Thursday. So look forward to that in the fall. And this is when all of the young cats, especially, and or just us broke-ass jabronis.
A lot of us.
Start setting aside a couple of bucks for some of these shows that we know we want to go to. So,
something I wanted to mention, there was some show announcements. We're officially on board with the Northwest Terror Fest.
Yeah.
2019 yeah. Northwest Terror Fest. It's sponsored by Artful Dodger Tattoo and Comics, Pabst Blue Ribbon, The Reef Cannabis, Sizzle Pie Sizzle Pie Pizza, Sonic Boom Records, and Metal Shop on 99.9 KISW,
amen,
which is really cool. And thank you very much, Ryan the Beard, for doing a lot of that work behind the scenes on getting us some tickets. So in April, we're going to be giving away tickets, I think, every week.
We are going to be making it rain tickets to this show.
It's
going to
be awesome.
I'm working on setting up a lot of interviews with some of these very, very cool kick-ass bands with some very cool kick-ass people. So I'm looking forward to doing that. And on top of that, we're looking forward to collaborating with the festival to do some more really fun things that'll hopefully bring some interesting stuff to all the listeners.
And, the three headliners, the issue, you know, advertising the post, Cirith Ungol, Pig Destroyer, Wolf Brigade.
Wolf Brigade, first U.S. show ever.
Damn.
So this is going to be huge. May 30th through the June 1st at Numo's, Highline, and Barboza. Tickets are available. You can go to Northwest Terror Fest's Facebook. You can hear about it on Metal Shop. And I'm going to read.
Oh, and you will be.
And I'm going to read the rest of the band names. Is that cool?
Yeah, just all right. Rattle them off.
Acid
man.
Witch, Bong Ripper, Bongzilla, Dirtecta, Despise You, Indian, Dawn Raid, Dorothea, Cottrell, Corrada, Inter Arma, Spirit Adrift, Vastum, Cloud Rat, Demon Lung, Gadget, Spirit Adrift, Gadget, Kenmo, Wafer, Pathology, Castle, Closet Witch, Dreaming Dead, Eight Bells, Sutek Hexen, Thentifex, Dead to a Dying World, Immortal Bird, Vauna, Adora, Pound, Oxygen Destroyer, Shrine of the Serpent, Zoth, and Year of the Cobra. And if you're like me, honestly, I'm one of the hosts of Metal Shop. I haven't heard all these bands, but that's the cool thing about Northwest Terror Fest.
Exactly.
You go and you go see, like, man, I'm stoked to see Pig Destroyer. I wonder what other bands they're going to put on here. And they always do this really cool thing where they'll add, like, a kind of acoustic, like, folk, you know, gothic folk doom kind of group with, like, a black metal project with, like, a grind band. And it's an amazing
Yeah, we were talking to them behind the scenes a little bit too, and they were talking about trying to diversify the lineups a little bit.
Totally. I mean,
so
they
it's
got
not just the same, you know.
Everything from brutal death metal, like Pathology,
to straight stoner jam,
to grindcore,
black metal.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, and that's part of the beauty of going to go see fests like this. You know, you go for the stuff that you're into, and you end up walking away with it with a whole list
with something
of
else.
Five or six other bands that you've never checked out before.
And how pumped are you to see Gadget, Ryan?
Way pumped. Super
Gadget's
stoked.
From Japan, right?
What?
Gadget from Japan?
Gadget
no,
is
no.
not from
Gadget
Japan.
Gadget is from...
I think,
oh, Jesus. I just put my foot in my mouth.
I want to say Sweden. Give me a second.
Okay. I thought there was another, like, a hardcore band, like a classic hardcore or punk band from Japan.
Gizm?
Yep, Sweden. Gadget,
okay,
Sweden.
Okay. All right.
But what's
See, that's what I'm talking about. Now I get to find out.
So, Pound, are you guys going to be playing a after show? Or
we are playing the after party on the first night at the Highline.
That's awesome.
For...
You're playing with Bongzilla, aren't you?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
damn,
awesome.
Dude.
Riffs for days.
That's a oh, that's time for some narcotics.
Yeah. We haven't
weed.
We haven't officially announced it yet, but I might as well let the cat out of the bag. We've got Lindsay from Coma Cluster Void joining us for a special cover at that show, so I'm really, really excited to team up with the homies.
She's a badass. Lindsay O'Connor?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's awesome. Follow her on Facebook. She's always posting really cool YouTube like covers she does and stuff. So,
are there any other stories on here we want to hit? Because
yeah,
can,
I want
like, the songs that we can play on Metal Shop and you
exactly.
can check those out on your own. But the stories, I mean,
a couple
stories.
Things I wanted to mention that there are a couple records that just came out this week that just definitely check out. Children of Bodom put out their new record Hexed, and it's actually really solid. I like it a lot. If you're a fan of Children of Bodom, that's classic stuff.
You know, me and Ryan are skeptics.
Then you're gonna dig this.
Okay,
like it.
Good.
And it's called Hexed. And also, Misery Index put out a ripper of a record. And it's actually their album, Rituals of Power. And it's good stuff, man. I've been checking that out. The new Flesh God Apocalypse song.
That new song is good.
F***ing amazing.
Super good.
Yeah, man, what have you guys been listening to before we get out of here?
I mean, honestly, these last few weeks, just a lot of Dio.
Dio, man. All
which
right.
is shocking. The one of the things that I was really excited about was to hear a new song from Onslaught. And that Onslaught's one of those like third or fourth tier thrash bands that's... I mean, let's just be
lower
honest.
Level.
Let's just be honest. They've been around forever.
Yeah.
But I really think they're stepping it up. So check that out on Metal Shop this week, the new Onslaught song. Actually, because we listen to a lot of music, man.
Yeah.
And so this one actually blew me away. Check out A Perfect Day to Die at some point. It's super, super good. You know what I was also stoked about to see? Did you guys go to the Marvel MoPop exhibition?
No.
Down there?
Nope.
Oh, dude, it's about to close. If you haven't seen the Marvel Studios exhibition at MoPop, you might already be over.
Oh, no. At MoPop.
MoPop.
Yeah. No, I went to
MoPop.
That. It was awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You can see Spider-Man number one.
Absolutely. Oh, my God. I got a little weepy a couple of times. But the next thing that they're going to replace it with is an entire museum walkthrough, a Prince exhibition.
Wow.
So that's going to be really cool, too. So I just wanted to toss that out there in case you guys hadn't heard that. We got to respect the Northwest institutions that are trying to keep these music. Have you seen the Chris Cornell statue out in
I
front
have,
there yet?
Yeah.
It's really, really cool, man. If you haven't gotten a chance yet, get out there. Like, we live in the Northwest, man. These are some of the legends. And we were just talking about Keith Flint passing and, I don't know, Luke Perry died of a stroke this week.
You know,
it's so random.
And it is random, but I got to mention that
these
Luke
guys are
Perry,
so young.
His son is an up-and-coming pro wrestler named Jungle Boy. And Luke Perry was a huge wrestling fan. And he actually was one of the directors that did the Ric Flair 30 for 30.
So
he was a huge wrestling fan. And his son, Jungle Boy, is an up-and-coming wrestler who just signed to Chris Jericho, Cody Rhodes, and Young Bucks company, All Elite Wrestling. So
cool.
It's sad. But you know, at the same time, we get to see him live on and live his dad's dream.
Yeah, that is cool to see. I'm just saying, all these guys were in their 50s, man.
Respect, that's so
you know,
young.
Like, it's crazy. So like, respect your favorite artist. Get out there, see a show. Go to the museum. Go out. Get out. Get out of the house. Go do some stuff. See some of these guys.
I gotta say, I've been a little bit burnt out on metal lately.
Really?
Just kind of.
And that's okay. That's okay too.
In a way, I've been digging back into some funk, and lately, gotten balls deep into Diesel Boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just drum and bass all day.
Balls deep, huh?
See, Diesel Boy is a band that's interesting to me because there was a pop punk band called Diesel Boy.
Yeah.
And then
there was
an electronic group called DJ named Diesel Boy.
I'm talking about the electronic group.
I can't picture you with the pop punk band.
No. I'm very picky about my pop punk. I like Rufio.
I love
out
Rufio.
Of nowhere with the Rufio reference.
Rufio. Yeah. We talked. Ryan and I got that Rufio connection.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Hey.
I like Strung Out. I like Rufio. You know,
technical stuff.
There's a few,
and that's the thing.
I like the ones with riffs.
Whether it's metal or not, there is no such thing as a guilty pleasure. All there is some douchebag asshole who wants to make you fucking feel bad for liking something, and I don't appreciate that. So anytime you got to take a break from metal, that's cool, man. Go listen to something else. Go listen to some goddamn Enya. I don't care. Just come back at some point, and I know you will. With the pound, obviously. Just don't be one of those guys who, like, 45 years old, 55 years old, 75 years old, are like, hey, what have you been listening to? Nothing. Nothing. I'm tired of music, man. Music
Never
sucks.
Again.
So, I think now it's time for some brutal poetry.
Oh, you got something?
My friend. Oh, I have something.
Okay.
So let's go.
Well, brutal poetry too hot for radio. I didn't know Kevin had this ready, but I'm looking forward to it. Too Hot for Radio, where we just really rawly expose you to the heinous bumps and warts.
You ready to hit F8?
Jesus.
You ready to hit some F8, baby?
All right, Kevin, take us away. Brutal Po, what do you got? I don't even know what you got this week.
Pungent Stench from their album Ben Caught Buttering.
Classic album.
Happy Rebirthday.
All right, Kevin. Brutal poetry, Too Hot for Radio. Take it away.
I can feel the abhorrence people show for me. Because I am an expectorating blasphemy. And I know that my look offends their staring eyes. So I run because they will treat me otherwise. Digging in the f***ing trash can for my food all day. I don't give a f*** what all those people say. My parents, they've rejected me like a rat. That's the reason, therefore, I hate my f***ing mom and dad. Night has come. Time is right for my disgusting plan. I climb to window of my parents' sleeping room. With a chain, I can find their bodies to the bed. I'm sure this is the funniest night I've ever had. For my dad, I have an unbelievably horny surprise. I just stab mother's nail file into daddy's eyes.
All right,
draw it out. Tear his eyeballs out of their smashed holes. Digging with my fingers in his fester squiring sores. Screaming he is lying in a pool of fucking blood. But I'm only laughing when I start to cut. Well-readable letters in his sweating skin. Repudiating the own son is a sin. A dream came true. Too long I had to wait for my revenge. Out of fear he shits into his pants. Hell, what a stench. It is time, telling daddy now the last goodbye. Then I ram the file into his heart because he must fucking die. Watch my mom. All I see is an infected slut. With my boots, I fucking kick her motherfucking butt. Slowly, I dissect her torso with my fingernails. Gluttonous, I start to eat her flesh and her entrails. My head is in her fucking abdominal cavity. I'm on my way to mother's. And suddenly, I reach the hole and my mother's uterus is torn.
Jesus.
That I hastily...
Keep going.
That I hastily grasp for breath. And I'm reborn out of her uterus again. Troublesome, my body's creeping through the bleeding gash. Inside my skin is covered with organic mash. What a treat. Life goes on for me. Now I'm free. Killing is the only pleasure for a freak like me. Happy rebirthday. I'm born again.
Give him some snaps, man.
Jesus.
That's some sick shit. You're sick, bro. You need help. Pungent Snitch. What's the album called again?
Ben Caught Buttering.
Ben Caught Buttering.
Definitely check it out. It's not 2019 approved.
No, it is not. All right, hey, it's been Metal Shop. Metal Shop's Backstage
you
Pass.
You canceled, Ian. You canceled.
You don't got all the answers, Sway.
You canceled, Ian.
You don't got all the answers.
Hashtag cancel Ian.
This is episode 128. We'll see you motherfuckers on the flip side. Peace.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.